Hi there, it's Melanie at Do Business Network here, and today I'm talking to Hélène Castel from Hélène Digital Creator. Hi, Hélène, how are you?
Hello, Melanie. I'm very well, and you?
I'm fine, thank you. Now, just prior to the podcast starting, I'd happen to mention, well, I happened to ask you what your business name was all about, which was inspiration by Ellen. Now, I'm glad I asked because in this past week you've rebranded, haven't you? So now your business
Yes.
is Ellen Digital Creator. So, can you tell us a little bit about your business, Ellen?
Of course. So, at first I called it Inspiration by Hélène, because I was going to offer VA service, which is virtual assistant services, and I was going to offer this plus website, because I create website, and website was going to be like kind of secondary. I was going to offer more admin side and things like that. And down the line, I've discovered, because I've got three clients now who's needing some lifestyle help with their business more than admin. And I've discovered as well that I'm actually really, really enjoying creating websites. So I've decided that that's the main service that I'm going to offer is going to be basically creating website templates and then personalize these website templates and digital products to go with. All I would say to help new business owner get an online presence and for I would say a reasonable cost, because if they're not technical or that they don't want to spend time creating their website, then I will provide with a website template that I will personalize to their brand. So that's my main offering
Fantastic. So
from now on.
from now on. Now have you just started then, Elaine? Is this a business
Yes.
reasonably new? How long have you been trading for?
So I've started in January 24. So yeah, the shift, funny enough, I've been to a workshop last week organized by the FSB. And one of the girls was talking about people shifting their business. And funny enough, I'm only 3 months down the line, I'm already shifting my business to actually offer what I can spend hours and hours doing in front of my computer. And I don't feel like I'm working, actually. I'm just enjoying what I'm doing.
That's
So
awful.
yeah. So yeah, only since January. Brand new.
That's brilliant. So you are a very fresh, and
Yes.
it is true. Most business owners that I talk to find that within the first year, they sort of set off in one direction, but then discover that their services perhaps they evolve a little bit. And they sort of settle in, don't they? They or I feel as if obviously you're settling in, so you're finding your feet. You're discovering what you're good at, and from that, like you said, you feel as if you're not working, you're doing something that you really enjoy, which is half the battle, and it just makes it so much easier when you enjoy your work, doesn't it, Elaine?
Absolutely, absolutely. I've been working in the corporate world for, well, I started working, I was 19 and I'm now 50. So I've been working in the corporate world for a long, long time. So my brain is still, I must say, my brain is still working as in the corporate world. So if I don't answer an email straight away, I feel guilty. Or if I don't answer the phone straight away, I feel guilty. But I have to move away from that and understand that as a self-employed, it is selfishly, I'm allowed to be for once. I'm allowed to say it's my business, my rules. So it's funny to say that, but it feels actually really nice. And you have to train your brain to become a self-employed. And I'm thankful enough to be able to ask for help if I need help. I'm not one of the person to, oh, I'll just do it and then that's it. I know that if I don't know, I don't know. So I'll just ask. So I'm asking a lot of people actually, because just to make sure I'm going on the right path. So that's one of the reasons actually why I've shifted my business as well, because I was going on the wrong path.
Well, it is a DBN member as well. We've got, I would like to think that we have, in fact, I know we have a fantastic business community, and we all support each other, because being self-employed, although it can be very rewarding, it can also be very lonely sometimes, because like you said, you were new to this, and to an extent you are conditioned to think in a certain way when you are employed for so long. So when you become self-employed, you are, that you are wearing all the hats, you are marketing for yourself, you are, you would customer service, you are finance manager, you all of them and more. But it doesn't always come naturally to you, as you probably finding
True.
out. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, if
Which
this
is good because I love learning. So
yeah.
I don't care. If I don't know, then I'll learn. That's for me is being self-employed is hard, but it's more rewarding than hard. In my opinion, because I'm actually fully enjoying it, really. I'm meeting new people. I'm learning loads of things. So I'm going to interesting training. My brain is starting to work again. Becoming more creative, more imaginative than I normally am. So thank you for being self-employed. Thank you for having the idea.
So obviously you are creative, because creating websites, I mean, that's what I do too. So I think we could have a
Yeah.
conversation about how we can help each other and refer to each other. Which is
Absolutely.
fantastic. I'm one of these people where I just think, do you know what? The more people that I know in the same industry as me, the better, because I don't see everyone as competitors. I see them as allies, and that there's certain
Yeah.
strengths and weaknesses we can, help each other with. So that's
Absolutely.
brilliant. As far as networking is concerned, obviously we've seen you at a few DBN networking events already. The first one being January, so you must have been really sort of fresh in the networking system. I mean, how did you feel when you rocked up at we were at UMI, weren't we? And
Yes.
it was a busy event, and obviously if you just started training a trading, how did you feel when you turned up at one of our events for the very first time?
Well, it was my very first event of the year, a very first event as a networking event. So, me being quite shy, it was very, very daunting. So in the morning, normally I have my coffee and my breakfast. Well, I'm telling you now, that morning I didn't, because my stomach was just hard as possible. I was so stressed. But then I've had a lovely welcome, and within few seconds, few people just started talking to me very nicely, introduced me, introduced themselves, and I thought, oh, well, that's quite nice. It's not going to be as difficult as I thought it was going to be. And then I got to know about Umi. I didn't even know that existed. So, and then what I actually really, really enjoyed, it was the, I don't know how you call it. Was it the speed dating, network dating, or something like that, where you have to change with the bell and all this?
So we had for people who've never been along to the DBN meetings before, we have half an hour to an hour where we have a bell, and every time we ring the bell, we encourage people to switch conversations with somebody else. So what this does, it encourages people to talk with other members who that they may know, but obviously, they get the opportunity to have a little bit more chat with and find out what's been going on in each other's businesses. But it also discourages little cliques because not that we're a cliquey network, and I'm not saying networking is, but you can get in your comfort zone, can't you? So you can, if you see a familiar face, you think, well, I'm going to stick to this person, but it's really counterproductive if you're not getting out and talking to other people, because that's what networking is all about.
Absolutely.
So I'm pleased that obviously you must have enjoyed it because you are now a member. We're talking about January. It's now March. And do you know what? It is lovely to have you on board. We've had a flurry of new members this year, which is absolutely brilliant. And we're keen to support and introduce them to our network in the coming months. So, as a new DBN member, what is it you would like help or support with from the other members in our networking group? And what I mean by that is it sort of more referral sources or advice with training or funding opportunities, things like that?
So, I would say I've joined because obviously I need to put myself out there and put the name of my business out there and tell people what I do. So it's mainly network for me is to grow what it says on the tin, my network, and grow my business as well. So it's more referral that I am looking for in the sense of what I do actually is website for the health and wellness industry for the moment. I will grow and do something else later, but that's where I'm leaning towards. So it can be yoga teacher, Pilates teacher, PT, but it can also be life coach, career coach, relationship coach, but also a practitioner. It can be a physio, sophrology, Reiki. It could be whatever, but everything that is related to health and wellness. So I've grown up with my mother being very much on the holistic side of things and listen to your body and you have to eat healthy. Now I've followed that and I do like for me the idea of creating a website for these people is like me helping people as well, because by putting them online and having an online presence and they're helping more people, well, I'm hoping so. So if I can help people get the better life balance, then happy days. I'm happy to do that. So that's where I'm going towards and creating a website for is wellness industry. That's what I'm doing. So I would be looking for people who know brand new business owner who would need help with their online presence. That's what I'm doing. Or want to revamp their website, and then I can help them with that as well.
Fantastic. Now, you'd said you were a digital creator, so other than websites, and I know you've said you were a VPA, Is there anything else on the digital side that you really enjoyed doing?
I enjoyed, like, when you start your business, you need, I'm going to use the word templates again, but it's like a template that you can amend. Because when you've got a brand, you need consistency in your marketing. So, and by doing consistency, it has to be consistency within your fonts, within your color, within your image, the way your tone, your voice, and all this. So it's all about your branding, which I help with as well, and then help them with the if they want a Facebook banner, LinkedIn banner, how to post on different platforms and things like that, and maybe create the first template, and then all I have to do is just modify it once they want to post a new post or something like that. So I do that side as well, and a bit of branding, like logo, because you all need a business card, a V card, an e-signature. If you need, so for some people, you'll need a letterhead. You need ebooks, so I do all that kind of things that for me is included in the marketing package.
Well, I'm really looking forward to seeing your new website because you're in the middle of changing that as we speak, aren't you, Ellen? So when do you expect that's going to be up and running by? Or do you not want to put a time on
Oh,
it?
I'm hoping by the end of this week, I'm hoping to be live. Worst come to worst, it's going to be not end of this week, but end of next week. So I'm hoping maximum 2 weeks time, I should be live again.
So putting a time on that, we're just at the end of March now, so we're looking at perhaps just after Easter. Oh, fantastic. So our next networking meeting is at, oh, actually, where are you based, Ellen? Because obviously we're primarily in the concert area. Whereabouts are you based?
I am in Sherburn, right next to Durham.
Ah, right. Okay. So you're not too far away. But obviously, we had a chat again before the podcast, and people could probably tell by your accent, you're not from Sherburn originally, are you?
Nope. am originally from France. I've been brought up in a little town called Lorient in Brittany, northwest of France, right on the coast. So I've been brought up. I was one of these lucky kids who was allowed to go fishing on a weekend and swimming all summer long and going scuba diving. And my father used to have a boat, so we used to go sailing and all this. And I find myself very, very lucky to have been brought up in an area like that. So, I am French. Sometimes people say, "Oh, well, where do you are from?" And I don't feel like I've got a French accent. I had like a very strong Geordie, because so now I'm a French Geordie.
Well, actually, something that you said earlier, I had a bit giggle to myself because I'm sure you said me mother. And I have cousins who I told you who live in France. They were born in France, had brought up in France, and but they my auntie is from Consett, so they have a broken Geordie French accent when they come over to the UK and visit us, and it's rather funny when you listen to their little accents with the little things like when you ask them would you like a cup of tea, and they'll say aye. Yes. Aye, go on then. In a French accent, and it gets me every time. I think it's so funny. Anyway, it's lovely that you've found your way to the lovely northeast of England.
Yes.
Our coastline is probably just as beautiful, but perhaps not as warm as in Brittany.
No.
But it is, it's lovely to have you as a network member all the same, Elaine. And at the end of this podcast, when I pop it out onto our socials, etc., I'll make sure that everyone has your LinkedIn details and your email address in case anyone wants to connect with you or contact you. So it was lovely to have a chat with you and find out a little bit more about your fledgling business. I'm really looking forward to seeing how your business grows, Ellen. I've got no doubt
Thank
that
you.
it will be a huge success. Starting off, being a web designer, I mean, I'm a creative person myself, and I know how exciting it can be in the first few months of the first year or so, but I'd be interested to see how your business grows
Thank you.
which direction it goes in, etc. But it's lovely to have you on board, Elaine, and we look forward to seeing you at the next DBN meeting.
Thank you so much. Thank you.